One area school district that is receiving less money for the upcoming school year is the Fayette R3 district. Fayette is estimated to receive about $47,000 less in State 8, which will be about $2.1 million for the 2012-2013 school year. Superintendent James Judd says his school district was already operating on a tight budget, but will do whatever it can to make it work.
We will have to, further evaluate what other reductions we might have to make in order to not delve into our balances.
Judd says the school district has been building its balances in other funds because it anticipated a reduction in its state aid and as of right now will not be making any staff cuts. The funding levels are calculated by using the formula put into place 6 years ago. The formula takes into account average daily attendance, the cost of educating each student, and wages based on cost of living. Roger Dorson with the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education says there is one other factor, too.
The next thing that is done then is a subtraction of local revenue sources such as taxes, fines, those types of things. There's like 7 or 8 or 9 of those different local revenue sources.
Dorson says there are always districts that will do better with the old formula versus the new one. The Jefferson City School District actually had an increase of 3.3%, while Columbia had a decrease of 1.4%, Fulton a decrease of 2.5%, and Boonville a decrease of 0.7%. Vanita Rizvich, KBIA News.